Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today. The romance novel Her Story, The Road Taken by Pink, is the story of a young girl getting pregnant, having a baby girl. The father of her baby is a very wealthy man. The story about a little girl who was born out of wedlock. This is her story. From the author Pink, Her Story, The Road Taken, and Pink is our guest on This Week in America. Pink, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
This is a really fascinating read, and I'm anxious to talk about the story, where the story idea came from, and you are so good at telling this story. First of all, let's go back and talk about the era. What year, what era did the story take place?
In the early spring of 1863.
And the book we're talking about is the romance novel, Her Story, The Road Taken by Pink, our guest on the program. Tell us a little bit of, give us some of the background on the book and who the story focuses on.
It focuses on Bonnie Booker, and John Conway. They met in a cabin and had an affair. John's wife was pregnant with a son, was going to have a son. Bonnie's father had 9 children besides Bonnie and did not want to keep Lily, who was the baby that the story is of. And so he took the baby and put her on the counter of John Conway's general store.
Yes.
And left her.
It's in
and
the,
then
yeah, I'm sure, go ahead.
And then John Conway took her home, where Nettie, his wife, did not want to keep Lily. She said it would be bad for the children and bad for her. But John kept her anyway. And so Lily said, "I want full reign over her." She did not treat Lily well. She subconsciously wanted to kill her. One day, when Nettie was being physically abusive to Lily, Esther, Lily's half-sister, Nettie's daughter told her mother to stop beating Lily. Lily helped around the house, and she was 4 years old. One day, Nettie and Lily were beating carpets with the batting sticks. Bonnie Booker walked for miles. She wanted to take Lily from Nettie, but Nettie refused and beat Bonnie Booker on the back and head using a batting stick. She told her never to come back to her home again. Many months and years went by, and Nettie and Lily had just turned 15. Lily knew all about taking care of a farm, cooking and baking, and milking cows. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Lily's job was to take the mail from the post, the box, the mailbox.
Yes.
And Bart Hadley was the mailman. He was not married. Lily would make him sandwiches and tea cake and lemonade when he stopped to deliver the Conway mail. They did get married. Bart Hadley was rich. His father owned a general store. Lily liked her new home, but she did not like her sister-in-law's, who thought she was beneath marrying their brother, Bart Hadley.
Yes.
Lily never went to school So when she could, she had some tutoring. Bart gave the money, and she was tutored by Edward Brock, a man from up north.
This is all in the romance novel, her story, The Road Taken by Pink, who's our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at authorreputationpress.com, available at the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to get information on Pink's book, the romance novel, her story, The Road Taken. I don't know how much you can tell us, but pick up the story from there, because things start to get really interesting, or continue to be interesting, don't they, in the story.
Edward Brock taught black people how to read and write and cipher. The Klan warned him to stop, but he continued on teaching the black people. One night they hung him over the hinge that came over the post office building. Lily found him and was very distressed for him. Slowly, a few blacks came and cut him down from the rope. Then a crowd of blacks surrounded Lily's wagon, and they sang, "I want Jesus to walk with me." The preacher was black. Lily went home after the service. Her sister-in-law's talked mean about her. She could not stand it any longer. She took the horses, who had not been fed and were very tired, into a country road. It was getting twilight, and the horses could go no longer. There was a faint sound of music in a church meeting in the distance. Lily walked toward the music. There you have to read the book to find out what happened.
Oh, you hooked me in there. I was just ready to ask you where the story goes from here. You gave us a lot of the story, how it unfolds, right up until the ending point of the story, and you really need to follow through and grab a copy of the book, Her Story, The Road Taken by Pink, a romance novel. It's got all of the elements there, and she's our guest on the program. The book's available at authorreputationpress.com. Where did this idea come from? Where did you get this idea for the story?
From ancestors.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. And then once you got the idea, how long did it take to actually do the background, the research, because you're talking about a period a number of years ago. How long did it take to actually...
10 years.
Yeah. How long did it take to write the story?
10 years.
That's just amazing. And then when you finished and the book's in print and people are enjoying the story, what's that feel like? What was this whole process like for you?
It was something that needed to be said. Abortion is a terrible thing. And at least Bonnie Booker allowed Lily to be born. John Hagee from San Antonio, Texas, has a home for girls who don't have another way of making a life and still have the baby. And over 6 million babies have been aborted. John Hagee is in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes.
He would give you a home if you needed one.
Well, besides a story that's a riveting story, once you start, you want to see what happens to the characters here. There is there's a lesson to be learned from this, as Pink was talking about. How did you go about developing the characters? How, talk about the challenges of that, of coming up with Bonnie and Lily and John and all of the characters. What was that process like for you as the author?
My great aunt told me the story. And she told me the story of Edward Brock being hung by the Klan. It was against the law to teach in that era. and I hate to see Edward Brock not be able to teach the black people.
Yes. There's a little bit of history here, obviously, as well as some very interesting characters and a dramatic story that you follow through the book, her story, The Road Taken by Pink. Are you working on another book now? Do you want to continue this writing?
I've written another book called Lyman the Dog Who Went to School. It's about a very smart dog who had his first day at school, and all the phases of the day of school, what he went through on his first day at being in school and learning.
Now, have you written that, or you're in the process of writing it?
I've written it.
Okay. Will that be published soon, do you think?
It's published already. It's published, but I've got it under another publisher. Author's Reputation Press.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that. Are you working on anything at the current time? You've got these great stories to tell. Are you thinking about other stories that you'd like to tell in books?
I'm thinking of another one.
Oh, very good. What's that process like for you? Is this fun? Are you enjoying writing and sharing these stories?
Yes.
Obviously, you talked about your relative. I think you said it was an aunt or a great aunt that gave you some information for the book. Who are people that have been influential in your life? Did you read a lot as a child? Is that where this interest sparked from?
No, I haven't read a lot. I've watched a lot of television. But the story has been in the family for a long time. And so I decided that it needed to be written about.
And what kind of response are you getting from people that are familiar with the story or you've had a chance to share the book with? What kind of response do you get?
I don't know.
Well,
I haven't given much attention to the marketing of the book.
Yeah, it's just more fun to write the book, isn't it? And leave the marketing to the professional people. And you can go back and be creative and tell your story, which you've done so well. Pink is the author of this book. It's the romance novel, Her Story, The Road Taken. As you found in the interview, there are some very serious implications, some serious elements in the story, some taken from real-life situations. And the book is available through AuthorReputationPress.com. Find it, of course, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will be able to link on directly to get information on the book. Pink, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Continued success in your writing. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Well, it was our pleasure to be able to have you on the program to talk about the book, Her Story, The Road Taken by Pink. Book available at AuthorReputationPress.com. And, of course, more information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.